All right, here we are, Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com. It's Saturday morning. It's the 22nd of July, 2023. So listening to a podcast, I like to listen to Steve Bannon frequently on his podcast. And he had a gentleman on there talking about the cultural revolution in the United States that's been going on for a century, and more specifically, probably since World War II. And he traces it back to men by the name of Herbert Marcuse. And I've talked about him before. I've talked about the Frankfurt School before. I've talked about a movement of a group of intellectuals based in Germany in the Institute for Social Research between the wars, between the First and the Second World War. And they basically said, hey, we got to transform society. Classical economic Marxism and pitting one class against the other does not work. How are we going to do it? And they came up with a theory on how to do it, and they began to implement that plan. They left Germany. Many of them left Germany as World War II approached, and as a man who did not like the influence of the Jews took power in Germany. The guy's name was Adolf Hitler. And many of them fled to the United States, including Herbert Marcuse, and they began to spread their ideas here in the United States. And you know, it goes to the heart of, they're doing evangelism in reverse. Our job, our goal as a church is to preach the gospel, to bring discipline to the nations, and to spread our ideas throughout all mankind, especially in our nations, especially in our specific nations. It's not just we need to bring discipline to an entire nation, entire ethnic group, and many ethnic groups preferably. And so what they're reflecting on is that these revolutionaries, cultural revolutionaries, have indeed succeeded. They've taken over all the institutions of the United States. That's why it doesn't matter how we vote. They have a completely different concept of what democracy is. Democracy, for them, means the rise of trannyism, the rise of sodomy, the destruction of marriage, the destruction of the white race, the destruction of families, the destruction of private property. That's what democracy for them means. It has nothing to do with us having a say over how we're governed. And we keep thinking of it that way, but that's not what they mean. And they lie. They lie and they lie and they lie. Now, is there a counter to this? And the answer is yes, there's a counter to this. It's called the ideas that come from the Holy Scriptures. Now, if you have ideas that come from this Frankfurt School, it's called the Frankfurt School. If you go to any university, any grad school program, especially in the social sciences, the arts and humanities, talk about the Frankfurt School, they're going to know exactly who and what you're talking about. That's the core of it. That's the heart of it. And they succeeded by taking over the universities, and from the universities, you take over everything else. Do we have a counter to this? Yes, we have a counter to this. It's called the Holy Scriptures. And this is a rather far-reaching discussion, but my mind works that way. I hope you can follow along and enjoy this. But whatever the Bible speaks about, it has authority over. Whether it's biology, gender, sex, cosmology, astronomy, geography, physics, water, life itself, human beings, the family, governments, nations, law, philosophy, morality, judgment, that which the Bible speaks of, it has authority over. And it alone can counter this Frankfurt School. I want to get a little deeper into what the Frankfurt School is and its origin, its spiritual origins, its ethnic origins. But let's leave that aside for just a second. The Holy Scriptures are authoritative. When the Holy Scriptures say, hey, there's a law, there's one law for all the nations. It's called the Ten Commandments. That's the answer. There's one law for every nation on the planet. It's called the Ten Commandments of God. First commandment, second commandment, third, fourth, fifth, tenth commandment. First commandment points towards Jesus Christ as the monarch, as the God, as the lone God in the universe. Now, if a nation rejects it, well, they reject it. But that is the answer. If the Bible talks about biology and sex and gender and says, hey, there's two genders, there's male and there's female, well, that's the answer. And the church has shied away from this. If the Bible says, hey, the earth existed before the sun and the moon and the stars, that's the answer for astronomy. If the Bible says the sun goes backwards, that's the answer. Your cosmology is messed up, not mine. And when the astronomers in the universities, the false prophets in the universities, basically the prophets of Baal, come out and say it's impossible for the sun to go backwards, no, it's not. It's their cosmology, their astronomy, their worldview that is wrong. It's not the Holy Scriptures that are wrong. When the Bible says that sodomy is foul and an abomination, and that it's a capital offense, that's the answer. It's wrong. It's a capital offense. It's contrary to God. It's contrary to the image of God. It fundamentally undermines the greatest commandment, which is to multiply, to reproduce and multiply. The fundamental commandment that all mankind has, that even was the commandment before the fall, was to increase and multiply. Breed. Biologically breed. Male, get together with a female, breed. Reproduce the image of God. Homosexuality, transgender, and all that stuff is a direct assault on the very primary purpose of mankind in life. But the church is afraid of this. And the world, and remember, I've talked about this before, there's really only two politics. There's Christ and there's Antichrist. There's really only two worldviews. There's Christ and Antichrist. There's really only two forces in the world, the forces of Jesus Christ, and there's the forces of Satan and Lucifer and the devil. It's not Democrat versus Republican. It's not conservative versus liberal. It's not atheist versus theist. It's Christ or Antichrist. That's it. That's it. You will either have Christ or Antichrist. And if there's some sort of a conception that there's an in-between place, all that is a transition period. That's all that is. When the United States was founded, it was founded by explicitly Christian people, white people, European peoples that wanted to build a Christian civilization and Christian nation. Go back and read about the Puritans and Pilgrims. This is not questioned. This is unquestionable. The colonists that settled New England in the 1600s, they were a white and Christian race that wanted to build a Christian nation. Explicitly a Christian nation. And they had sway over us for the longest, well, for a couple hundred years. And then you had in the mid-1700s, you had the influences of French atheism, explicit rejection of Jesus Christ, and the rise of thoughts where we can have some sort of a rational, neutral world. You push God to the side. Man exalts himself. This is the arrogance of the beast. This is the arrogance of the beast of Revelation. And we will figure out with our own rational mind how to govern ourselves. And you see that with the influence of the founding fathers, especially amongst Thomas Jefferson, who was you know, he probably wouldn't count himself as a Puritan or a pilgrim. I get that. But he was a lot closer to a Christian worldview than many of the Christians are today. So the transition between an explicitly Christian worldview, a Christian society, and an antichrist society is called a tolerant and liberal and accepting and an inclusive society. There's a yearning for a third way, a way of neutrality, where all can exist in harmony and peace. All right, and this is the same lie that the serpent told Eve. Eve, you don't have to worship me. You don't have to worship God. You don't have to listen to Abraham. You do your own thing. You're wise enough. Take the bite of the apple. You can be wise enough. Figure it out for yourself. Let's not be so judgmental. You go your way. I'll go my. What's fine? Everybody's we're fine. And we all know what happened there. Disaster. And a curse comes in. All right? And this is the same lie that's been sold to the United States of America and by extension all of the West, all of Christendom. Look, you don't need a religious worldview. You don't have to impose your ideas on everybody else. We can just have sort of a tolerant, an inclusive, a liberal order where everybody kind of gets along. Okay, that period is the period of the lie. And then what happens is once they take over, the Antichrist forces take over, well, there you go. You've gone from a Christian society to an Antichrist society, which we have in the United States today in 2023. It's an Antichrist society. They're teaching trannyism to your kids in kindergarten. They're teaching sodomy to your kids in first and second and third grade. We've gone from a Christian society to an Antichrist society because the church has believed in this lie that we can... The church believed what Eve believed. There's a third path. There's a third way. We don't have to be intolerant or exclusive. We don't have to impose our moral values on anybody else. What simpletons we are. And believe me, I went down the path of being a libertarian for a long time in my life. Because I think like most people, look, I just want to live my own dog-honored life, right? I just want to live my life. Leave me alone. I want to live my life. You live your life, I'll live my life. Well, guess what? Next thing you know, I've got people publicly demanding I be fired because I have ideas that come out of the Holy Scripture that they don't like. I have 75 members of Congress writing a letter to the head of the agency I work for demanding that I be fired because I have ideas out of the Holy Scriptures that some people object to. I have two different labor unions writing letters to the secretary of such and such demanding I be fired because I have ideas that come out of the Holy Scriptures. All I want to do is live my own life. I go to my local high school and they've got LGBTQ on the walls. Ten Commandments are illegal, but they can push sodomy and trannyism on my kids' high school. I just want to live my own life. And it gets shoved down my throat, your throat, everybody's throat. Now you go to a work environment, my work environment, if you don't demonstrate positively that you're advancing the diversity, equity, and inclusion agenda, you will never get promoted. You may be low ranked. Yeah, it's like all we did, and I'll speak for a lot of Christians, we just want to live our own life, raise our family, teach them to fear God, teach them to be honest, work hard, get married, have kids, live an honorable life. But you've got the forces of Satan coming in. So no. You need to be a homosexual. You need to be tranny. You don't need private property, and on and on and on. And anybody that's against this agenda, we need to drive them out of society. We need to impoverish them. Back in the days of Jesus Christ, it was called being kicked out of the synagogue. Today it's being demonetized, dehumanized, demonized, deplatformed, and fired from your jobs. So you go from a Christian civilization to an anti-Christ civilization, as is the United States today. It's not coming, it's here. The beast is here. The Antichrist is here. Y'all are looking for something that's already here. And you make excuses for it, saying, oh, it's not coming yet, and we're going to get raptured anyway. It doesn't matter. And these are the lies. These are the lies that you've accepted. So the Frankfurt School marched through the institutions, taken over. The church, hands up in the air. We're from a different kingdom. Our kingdom is heavenly. We're going to get raptured any moment. And they've believed the lie that the Holy Scriptures has nothing to do with society. They've adopted the Antichrist narrative that the Holy Scriptures, that the Bible is a religious book and that we have a religion. And we're free to have our religion in our little church services on a Sunday morning, bang our drums as loud as we want, as long as we don't bother the neighbors, have whatever dreams and thoughts we want in our mind between our ears, but don't you dare speak about it in the workplace. Don't you dare speak about it at school. Don't you dare speak about it in public. Don't you dare impose your religious ideas on society. And the church says, okay, if you promise us that we can still have our tax-free donations and we can bang our drums on a Sunday morning and we can wait for the rapture, we'll do that. And this is what the church has done. It's literally surrendered. It's surrendered to the Antichrist, let alone the people of the Antichrist. I talk about that enough, and I'll eventually get around to that because I guess that's what I'm destined and called to talk about. But we say, oh, okay, oh, so the Bible has nothing to do with astronomy or biology or geography or the sexuality or anything else? Oh, okay, well, we'll just keep this our little club. This is our little club notebook. and we'll read some nice psalms, and they're wrong. They're wrong. You've surrendered. The church has surrendered in the face of the Antichrist. The Holy Scriptures is authoritative on every area that it talks about, including sexuality, and it's for societies. It's not a little club that you join. We're supposed to bring discipline to all the nations, convert the nations to Jesus Christ. And it is for a social order. You cannot tell me that the Holy Spirit, Holy Scriptures are not about social orders. When he created Adam, he says, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth. That's a social order out of the loins of Adam. When he called Abraham, he called him to create nations. When he called the sons of Israel out of Moses, he formed them into a nation that was to be an example to all the other nations. It's authoritative everywhere. But the church says, no, we're going to give it up. All right, the enemy. Who's the enemy? Oh, the devil's the enemy. We're fighting against spiritual forces in darkness and in high places, and we just need to pray. I would tell you this. Of course you need to pray. Of course that scripture is true. Of course that scripture is true. You need to pray. You need to do all those things, but not just that. Did Moses just pray? Oh God, I'm going to stay out here in the desert by the mountain and I'm just going to fast and pray that my people be liberated. Is that what Jesus Christ said? Oh God, I'm just going to stay here in heaven and eat some grapes and, you know, have the angels play me some music and I'll pray. God, I'll get on my knees and I'll pray for, you know, the lost people down there. Is that what Stephen did? Oh Lord, I don't want to disrespect the political leaders of society, so I'm going to get in my prayer closet. I'm going to fast for 40 days and pray that you change. No, he said, you get your butt out there. Moses, get your butt out there. Get on the dang gonaded donkey, ride down to Egypt, and get up in Pharaoh's face. Oh, Lord, he might kill me, and I know it's not your will that I die. Get. Oh, Lord, I can't talk. Get! And Moses got. That's why we know Moses' name today. Stephen said, bugger y'all, I'm going to go down and get in your faces. I'm going to tell you to your face that you're the murderer of the Messiah. And you're the sons of those who murdered the prophets. Got in their face. Oh, he spread hate speech. He was anti-Semitic. And the church won't do what the apostles did. Church won't do what Jesus Christ did. Church won't do what Moses did. Oh, we can't offend the people of God. They're not the people of God. They're the people of Satan. According to Jesus Christ, according to Paul, according to John. Who's the enemy of Jesus Christ? Well, it was Satan's the enemy of Jesus Christ. All right. Okay. Fair enough. Who crucified Jesus Christ, according to the Holy Scriptures? It was the Jews. It was the Jews. Go read the gospel according to St. John. Jesus Christ over and over and over talks to the Jews. He says, why are you trying to murder me? Oh, you're insane and you have a demon, Jesus. That's a conspiracy theory. You're imagining things. Same lies they say today. Same exact lies they say today. Oh, yeah. Oh, the Jews didn't do this to Jesus. Fritz, you're crazy. You're anti-Semitic and you have a demon and you're crazy. You're racist. Jesus Christ said to the Jews, read the gospel according to St. John, why are you trying to kill me? Why are you trying to murder me? Why? They said, you're insane and you have a demon, Jesus. You're imagining things. Who do you think you are? You're anti-Semitic, and you got this notions in your head, and you're crazy. Go read the book of Acts. 83 times in the book of Acts, it talks about the Jews, and the church won't talk about it. It talks about the Jews more than it talks about being born again. Who's the enemy of the Church of Jesus Christ? It's the Jews. Always been the Jews for 2,000 years. It seemed like they died, and they seem to have resurrected, right? Interesting. Jerusalem gets destroyed, 70 AD. They continue their dispersion, which had already begun. I'm not talking about the sons of Israel. I'm talking about the Jews. There's a difference. Talk about the Talmud followers, the Pharisees. And they're the enemies of Jesus. Read the book of Acts. Who's the enemy of Jesus, of the church in the book of Acts? Oh, it's the devil. No, it's the Jews. It's the Jews. And the book of Acts tells you the TTPs of the Jews. They stir up the rabble. They blackmail and they bribe. They cajole and get the rich and the famous and the power people on their side. They blackmailed Pontius Pilate into murdering Jesus Christ. Oh, Pilate, if you let him go, you're no friend of Caesar's. Blackmail. It was blackmail. Jews had all kinds of people in Caesar's court just waiting to whisper in his ear, hey, you know that guy you get down there in Judea, Pontius Pilate? Yeah, he just let a guy free. And we've been telling him that he's an enemy of Caesar. He's a rebel. He claims to be a king. And he is against your government, Caesar. And Pilate sided with him. The Jews blackmailed Pontius Pilate into killing Jesus Christ. You don't think they do the same thing today? Of course they do. You don't think they blackmail people today? Of course they do. You don't think they bribe people today? Of course they do. What do they do to the guards? They bribed them. Oh, here's some money. We want you to go out and tell lies. I want you to go out and tell lies about Jesus Christ. Tell lies about you. They bribe and they blackmail and they cajole. They stir up the masses. They stir up the crowds, the Antifas, the BLM, the same TTPs today in 2023 as it was 2,000 years ago. And the church has sided with the Jews. The church has sided with the Jews. The church has sided with the synagogue of Satan and the children of the devil. And you go, my God, no wonder we're screwed up as a society. The church gave up. The church abandoned everything. Jesus said, when I come back, will I find faith on the earth? The church is ashamed of Jesus Christ, ashamed of his words, renounces his words, renounces the Holy Scripture, won't talk about the things I'm talking about. And it talks about the Jews more than it talks about being born again in the Holy Scriptures. Who was the Frankfurt School? They're Jews. They're all Jews. Told you I was going to circle around to this. Who is the Frankfurt? Who's Herbert Marcuse? He's a Jew, and they're all Jews. They're all Jews. And to this day, good Christian and Catholic men won't call them Jews. Oh, that would be anti-Semitic, and they're a persecuted minority. No, they're not. They're not a persecuted minority. Not any more than they were 2,000 years ago. Not any more than they were in the book of Esther. They're manipulative. They're liars. They fit the exact definition of Antichrist according to 1 John and 2 John. And the church grovels before them, fears them, will do whatever they ask, because some of those Christian leaders have been blackmailed and bribed. They've been blackmailed and bribed. How do I know this? Because I see how the Jews have acted for 2,000 years according to the Holy Scriptures. This is what they do, blackmail and bribery. Well, I don't see any bribery. Oh, what do you think? What do you think Judas got? 30 pieces of silver? You don't think that was bribery? Hello? Hello? Bribed him. That doesn't relieve any guilt from Judas, but the Jews bribed him. 30 pieces of silver, buddy. Here you go. Blackmail. Blackmail Pontius Pilate. You ain't no friend of Caesar's. Blackmail. How do you think they got the rich and prosperous people in these different cities when you read the book of Acts? A little blackmail, a little bribery maybe? It wasn't out of the goodness of their hearts that they're going to help the Jews. Trust me on that one. How do you think they stirred up the rabble? A little bribery? Maybe passing a little slush fund around? People that deny the Father and the Son are liars. 1 John 2:22. The people that deny the Father and the Son, their primary thing, they're liars. You want another scripture? John 8:44. John 8:44. Jesus Christ, he's talking to the Jews. He says, hey, you can't hear me because you're not of my Father. You have a different father. Your father's Satan. Your father is Satan himself. Your father is the devil. John 8:44. He's talking to the Jews. He who is a liar and a murderer from the very beginning, and you do the deeds of your father. What is the deeds of his father? To lie and a murder. The Jews lie and they murder. The Jews lie and they murder. The Jews lie and they murder. And they blackmail. I'm talking from the gospel according to St. John to the book of Acts, the book of Esther. Oh, you're just talking about the Jews. No, no, no. The book of Esther is about lying, murdering Jews. Don't look, don't read the book of Esther and say, oh, they're just a poor persecuted minority. Nonsense. They took over the court of the emperor of Persia. They took over. And Haman warned the monarch. He warned the king. He said, look, you got a people that's a problem in your country. They're a big, fat problem, and they're going to cause you problems, and we need to deal with this problem. And according to the book of Esther, he wanted a way to kill them and get rid of them. Never happened. Never happened. Nobody actually laid a hand on the Jews. Nobody laid a hand on the Jews. But the Jews were already in the court. Jews were, they snuck their people into court. They snuck Esther into court of the king. Had one of his women. One of the women in his harem said she was a queen. Queen Esther. They didn't know she was a Jew. Nobody knew she was a Jew. They snuck in. Snuck in. Because they're a problem. And she did her little thing, did her little wily thing. And guess what? Next thing you know, Mordecai's in charge. A Jew's in charge of the whole Persian Empire. And he goes out and he starts murdering non-Jews. 75,000 people are murdered in the book of Esther. Oh, but they were persecuting. No, they weren't. They weren't persecuting the Jews. Nothing happened. Nobody laid a finger on the Jews. Nobody laid a finger on the Jews in the book of Esther. It was all notional. But they murdered 75,000 people just because they felt they were threatened by these other people. And they set up a new national holiday, which Moses didn't set up. Moses didn't set up Purim. Moses didn't set up this new national holiday. Moses didn't do this. There's not one reference to Moses or the law or the prophets or Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob in the book of Esther. Not one. They're a godless, rootless people. Already back then, that got into a foreign society and subverted it. Hello, this is called a blueprint. The Jews love this book. They love it. It's supposed to be a warning to the Christians and everybody else in the world. This is how the Jews work. This is how they work. This is how they work. They get in, they get control, and they start murdering people because they're liars and murderers, according to Jesus Christ. You're like your father, who's a liar and a murderer from the beginning. John 8:44. And the church is ashamed of that scripture. Church is totally ashamed of what Jesus Christ said. Pastors will not preach this from the pulpit. And so we stand here today in 2023 with the Antichrist running the world, literally running the world through his synagogue, through his church, through his chosen people who call themselves Jews but aren't, but are of the synagogue of Satan, says Jesus Christ, Revelation 2:9, Revelation 3:9. And the church is tongue-tied. The church is frozen in fear. The church is ashamed of the words of Jesus Christ. Oh, well, we don't want to be anti-Semitic. If Jesus Christ was anti-Semitic, you better be called anti-Semitic, preacher. If Jesus Christ is anti-Semitic, you better be called anti-Semitic. If you're not, you're a traitor like Judas is. You're a traitor like Judas Iscariot. Judas sided with the Jews. He was a traitor to Jesus Christ. That's what the meaning of treason is. You side with the Jews. That's always been treason. That's the biblical definition of treason, to side with the Jews. Oh, I know. You're called. You're chosen. You cast out the sick. You preach the gospel. You cast out demons. You heal the sick. Well, so did Judas Iscariot. And he sided with the Jews. He's a traitor. He's a treasonous traitor. Pastors and Christians who do the same thing, they're traitors to Jesus Christ as well. You side with the Jews and deny the words of Jesus Christ, you're a traitor. You've joined the fraternity of Judas Iscariot. Told you I was going to circle back to the Jews. Frankfurt School, Jews. They're all Jews. And they're doing what their father does. They lie. They go out there and lie and lie and lie. And they do exactly what Esther and Mordecai did. They go in and they subvert foreign societies. And they get in charge and get in control and they start murdering people. History of Russia is the same thing. It was the Jews. The Jews helped the Muslim and the African invade Spain 13 centuries ago. They assisted them to genocide the white and Christian race. Oh, you can't say that. That's anti-Semitic. I'll preach John 8:44 till the day I die. And pastors won't do it. They've sided with the Jews. They've sided with the Jews. And now the church literally is good for nothing. We cast out and trampled under the feet of men. Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com.